Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. You're looking good today.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is style.
And the title of our lesson is New Spring Clothes. New Spring Clothes. So Pauline, we had a great show on this topic yesterday. What did we talk about?
Well, everyone is very happy that the weather is so nice right now. It's starting to feel like spring. That means we can put away our heavy winter clothes and wear lighter spring clothes.
But don't forget to keep a jacket with you because it can still get cool in the spring. Well, let's talk some more about this today, I'm sure. But first, let's read it. Here's Pauline.
When it's spring, people like to buy new clothes. Many stores have sales. When clothes are on sale, people can buy clothes and save money. People like to buy new pants. Some of them buy new jeans, too. People can wear jeans any time of year. Before you buy clothes, you should try them on. They should fit well. They shouldn't be too tight or too loose. Shirts should fit well in the shoulders. And pants shouldn't be too long or too short.
Hey, Pauline, do you plan to go buy some new spring clothes?
I don't know. You know, I don't really like to shop. But we'll see. I do need to go through my closet and see if I need anything.
Well, maybe we'll come up with some ideas today. But first, let's look at those keywords with Christina.
Hello, 春天来了，很多人都准备好要换上春装了，很多店家都在大拍卖。There are many things on sale. 惯用语 on sale 指的就是特价大拍卖。 James 说他需要买上班穿的裤子. He needs some new pants. 名词裤子就是 pants. 因为裤子有两条裤管, 所以记得要用复数形态. James 还想买牛仔裤. He wants to buy new jeans too. 牛仔裤就是 jeans. 买衣服之前最好能试穿一下, 衣服不要太松或太紧. They shouldn't be too tight or too loose. 形容词 loose 就是宽松的。 试穿衬衫的时候要特别注意肩膀的地方合不合适。 肩膀就是 shoulder. 肩膀有两边, 所以记得要用复数, check the shoulders.
Thanks for coming shopping with me, Taylor.
You're welcome, James. I love to shop. Now, what do you need?
I need some new pants to wear to work. I want to buy new jeans, too.
There are many things on sale today. Let's look at the pants over there.
Okay. Are those on sale?
I think so. Let's go and see.
Oh, our friends James and Taylor are out shopping today. That's nice.
Yes, I really like the first thing James says here. He says, thanks for coming shopping with me, Taylor. Learning how to say thank you for things is really important when learning a language.
Well, let's practice this. Say thanks for and then an action ending with ing.
Okay, thanks for explaining that, Peter.
Well, thanks for listening, Pauline.
No problem. Now, in the conversation, James adds with me to the end of this sentence. For example, Peter, thanks for teaching with me.
Well, thanks for teaching with me. Friends, thanks for learning with us.
When someone says thanks, you should answer by saying you're welcome or no problem.
Okay, so James says, thanks for coming shopping with me. And Taylor says, you're welcome. Then what happens?
Well, Taylor really is happy to be shopping with James. She loves to shop. She asks James, "Now what do you need?" This is another good sentence to learn about, but I think we should let Christina explain this one. Christina?
James 感谢 Taylor 陪他来采购。Taylor 说，别客气，我本来就爱逛街。然后 Taylor 要进入购物的正题了，所以他说 ,Now, what do you need? 我们要来看 now 这个字，它是副词，不过在这里比较不像是现在的意思。其实我们在转变话题或者是要开启一个话题的时候，就可以用 now。它比较像我们口语里说，好，那你需要买什么？来个例子吧，比如有客人来家里，进门后寒暄了半天，主人说 ,Now, let's eat. 好了，来吃饭吧。吃完饭之后说 ,Now, what are we doing next? 那接下来我们要做什么呢？这就是副词 now 的另外一种用法。
Thanks, Christina. So what does James need?
He needs some new pants to wear to work. Pants are the clothes you wear on your legs.
Well, today I am wearing green pants. What kind of pants does James need?
Well, he needs new work pants. Usually at work, you need to wear some formal clothes. You shouldn't wear shorts or jeans to work.
Yes, those would not be formal. Actually, James also wants to buy jeans.But I don't think they are for work.
Well, today is a great day for shopping because there are many things on sale today. What does it mean to be on sale?
Well, if something is on sale, that means it will cost less money. It's a special price right now. James shows us how to use this in a question. If you want to know if something is a special low price, you can say,Are those on sale?
Are those on sale?
Are what on sale, Pauline? We're not selling anything here.
Peter, I know, but are those on sale? Is today's
calendar phrase.
Are those on sale?
Are those on sale?
那些在特价吗？
Are you looking for a jacket?
Are those on sale?
Are you looking for a hat?
Are those on sale?
Are you looking for a bag?
Are those on sale?
Tell me what you're looking for.
Things that are on sale.
Are those on sale?
Are those on sale?
那些在特价吗？
Oh, I love that calendar phrase. That's just like me. I never buy things full price. I only want to buy things that are on sale.
You can get more for your money that way too.
Well, friends, will you be doing some shopping this week? What will you go shopping for? Clothes? Food? Gifts? Talk about it with a friend during the break.Then we'll be right back to learn some more together. Don't go away!
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way!
Welcome back from the break, friends.Peter, do you need to go clothes shopping anytime soon?
Well, I do need to buy some more socks, although that's not a very exciting thing to shop for. I might need some new shoes, too. Why? Did you want to go shopping with me?
Oh, goodness, no. But I bet Taylor would be happy to go with you. She loves shopping. In fact, let's get back to her and James right now.
I like these pants.I'll buy them.
Wait a second. Before you buy them, you should try them on.
But I don't like to try on clothes.
James, what if they're too loose or too short? Then you won't wear them.
Okay, okay. I'll try them on. And I'll try on this shirt, too.
Good. Be sure it fits in the shoulders. Hey, James found a new pair of pants that he likes.
That's great. He should buy them.
Well, wait a second. Just because he likes the way they look doesn't mean he should buy them.
Why not? James said he needs pants. Now he found pants. He likes the sale. So that's great. Why shouldn't he buy them?
Because they might not fit. Before you buy clothes, you should try them on.
Oh, so he didn't put them on yet? He didn't try them on? Well, of course he should do that. Oh, we should go to Christina to learn about this phrase, to try on. Christina?
James 说他不喜欢试穿衣服。I don't like to try on clothes. 在这段对话里最常出现的就是片语 try on. 它是试穿的意思。其实不管是试穿衣服、裤子、试穿鞋子或是试戴项链、耳环都可以用 try on。你可以说 try on something。但是如果遇到这个 something 是代名词的话就要用 try it on。或是 try them on， 代名词要放 try 和 on 的中间。例句 ：Do you want to try this on？ 你要试试看这件吗 ？Sure， let me try it on。当然，我来试试看。你可以问店员 ：Can I try on the blue shirt？ 店员说 ：Sure， why don't you also try on the pink one？ 这些都是 try on 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. I think we all agree, before you buy new clothes, you should try them on.
I do agree, and so does Rebecca. Let's go to her right now for more on this great sentence.
Hello, friends. Wow, you're all so excited to learn today's use it tip. Well, if you want to tell someone that they need to do one thing,before something else, you can use today's use it. Let's look at a few examples. First, before you go to bed, you should take a bath. Or, before you leave, you should finish your work. Excellent job! So make sure you go out and use it!
Thanks, Rebecca. Friends, let's try using it now. I'll go first. Before you leave your house, you should make sure you have your keys.
Hey, that's a very good one. And, well, before we review our key words, we should talk about James and Tina a little bit more.
Good idea. Oh, did you hear? James said he doesn't like to try on clothes.
I can understand that. I don't really like to try on clothes either. But I also don't like to wear clothes that don't fit.
I agree. What if the clothes James buys are too loose or too short? Then he won't wear them, and that's a waste of money.
Oh, well, let's talk about this word, loose. We learned the word tight last month. If my shirt is too tight, that means it's too small, and it might be hard to even put on.
Right, but loose is the opposite of tight. If your clothes are loose, that means they are extra big. You definitely don't want pants that are too loose. They might fall off.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be good. I'm glad James agreed to try on those pants. He's going to try on a shirt, too.
Right, then he can make sure it fits in the shoulders.
Okay, well, our shoulders are right where our arms meet our bodies. If a shirt is too tight in the shoulders, then it's hard to move your arms. Hopefully, James can find a shirt that isn't too tight or too loose in the shoulders.
Thankfully, Taylor is there with him to help. I'm sure he'll find some clothes that fit well and are on sale. Well, friends, it's time now for us to review. We learned a lot of great words today, and this review will help you remember what we learned.
Here's the first key word from today. On sale.
on sale. These shirts are on sale for $10.
Pants. Pants. Tanya wore pants to work today.
Jeans. Jeans. I like to wear jeans.
Loose. Loose. These pants are too loose.
Shoulder. Shoulder. Tom carried the box on his shoulder. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those keywords at home. And now let's continue by looking at our lessons one more time. We can watch them together. Thanks for coming shopping with me, Taylor.
You're welcome, James. I love to shop. Now, what do you need?
I need some new pants to wear to work. I want to buy new jeans, too.
There are many things on sale today. Let's look at the pants over there.
Okay. Are those on sale?
I think so. Let's go and see.
I like these pants. I'll buy them.
Wait a second. Before you buy them, you should try them on.
But I don't like to try on clothes.
James, what if they're too loose or too short? Then you won't wear them.
Okay. I'll try them on. And I'll try it on this shirt, too.
Good. Be sure it fits in the shoulders.
Pauline, yesterday we talked about the different clothes we wear during spring. And today we talked about spring clothes shopping. But there's another thing that many people do at the beginning of spring. Do you know what I'm talking about?
People go outside more?
Well, yes, that is true. But I'm thinking of spring cleaning.
Oh, sure, right. This is another spring custom for people who live in the north. We put away our winter clothes and heaters. We open up the windows, let the fresh spring air in, and we clean.
Right. It's another way of saying winter is gone and spring is here. We want everything fresh and new. Pauline, are you going to do any spring cleaning?
Probably. I do plan to go through my closet this weekend. I'll put away my heavy winter clothes and get out my spring clothes. I'll probably do some extra cleaning and sorting while I do that. What about you, Peter?
I love spring cleaning. It feels like a new start. And when I come home, it just feels fresh and clean. I don't feel like I need to clean things. I don't feel bad when I don't. It's all taken care of.
That's great. Well, friends, maybe you'll decide to do that this weekend too. Anyways, it's time for us to stop chatting because it's time for another chat, our jungle chit chat.
Yay! It's spring! And some people like to buy new clothes.
Some monkeys do too.
Yeah! So, especially me, right? Many stores have clothes on sale.
That's true. Shoppers can save money.
So let's save money and buy new clothes.
No, I don't need new clothes.
Yes, you do. You need a new shirt.
But I like this shirt.
And you need new pants.
I like my jeans.
You need a new hat.
But I like this hat.
Fine. But I need more new clothes.
Ginger, you don't even wear clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. Today, I'm in hot water. Do you know what that means? It means I'm in trouble. I forgot my wife's birthday yesterday, so I bought her some flowers. I'm going to take them to her now. I hope she will forgive me. See you later. English has a lot of interesting idioms. Some of them have to do with water. When you're in hot water, you're in trouble. Maybe you didn't do something you should have done. For example, you can be in hot water with your teacher if you don't do your homework. Or maybe you did something you should not have done. Maybe you borrowed your sister's cell phone and lost it. Either way, you are in hot water. When you are uncomfortable, you are like a fish out of water. Maybe you are with a group of people who are all speaking English and your English isn't very good. Then you feel like a fish out of water. When you have an idea and someone tells you all the reasons it won't work, they pour cold water on your idea. To pour cold water on something means to say bad things about an idea everyone else likes. And when something is water under the bridge, it's something in the past that is not important anymore. For example, I argued with my sister when I was a kid, but that's water under the bridge now. I am no longer in hot water. My wife forgave me for forgetting her birthday. It's now water under the bridge. And she liked the flowers. I will be careful to remember her birthday next year. And I hope you're not in hot water or feeling like a fish out of water. Enjoy your day, and I'll see you next time on Jack's File.
Well, friends, this is so exciting to talk about spring. I am glad the warm weather is here. I am going to start planting my garden. Yes, I love flowers, but vegetables are my favorite to grow.
Oh, that's right. That's another exciting part of spring. You get to start seeing the plants growing again, the trees start to have leaves, and if you like to garden, it's time to start buying some seeds, maybe.
Yes, you can plant them this weekend, and soon you will have vegetables to eat, and the flowers will start to bloom. It will be very colorful. I think this spring will be especially beautiful.
Well, I hope you find ways to enjoy the spring, whether that's spring cleaning, spring clothes shopping, gardening, or whatever makes you happy celebrating the spring.
And we'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.